Welcome to the first episode of the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. My name is Nienke. Today our guests are Dr. Elena Arbelo and Angela Lopez from Clinic Barcelona. Elena is the main representative of the hospital and as well the leader of thematic area 1, familial electrical diseases in adults and children. Today, our coordinator will do the interview, Arthur Wilde. So, Arthur, I give the floor to you.
Thank you, Nienke. Thank you, Elena and Angela, for being here today. It is a pleasure to ask you a few questions about your center. So, my first question is to Angela. Can you briefly tell us something about your city, Barcelona?
Hi, good morning. Just first of all, thank you for inviting us to this talk. So we work both in Barcelona. There is a city in the north of Spain. It's near the Mediterranean Sea. It's a quite big city, and it's really comfortable to live. We have such a good weather, and all of the cultural and important things here regarding architecture. We are well known because of Gaudí. We have very important places like the Sagrada Familia, and this is a really nice place to visit.
Thank you. And then we go to the hospital. Elena, can you briefly tell us about your hospital and the main focus of the hospital?
Clinic of Barcelona is a century-old public university hospital. We work together with the University of Barcelona, and we're committed to healthcare, of course, but also research and teaching. And there are several features that make our hospital special. Basically, we're organized in different institutes, diagnostic centers, and transversal departments. But what's really special is that healthcare professionals who are deeply involved in the management and know the patients are also very much involved and have power to make management decisions. And we also promote translational research. So we work together with an institute of basic and translational research that's called IDIBAPS. And the hospital believes that excellence comes through the professionals. So it promotes talent by facilitating educational experiences and also allowing professionals during their careers to spend some time outside our institution to learn new techniques, new procedures, so that we can bring all this back to our patients.
Thank you, Elena. And then you decided to become a member of the ERN in the recent years. Can you explain us why you decided that and in which thematic areas you are involved?
The issue of rare diseases of the heart has been something that has been core to our institution and our cardiovascular institute since the very early 90s, actually even before that. As you all know, my predecessor was Josep Brugada, so one of the brothers that described the syndrome. And from the very early beginning, it became apparent that we needed a centralized management of rare diseases of the heart. It all started first with inherited arrhythmias, but it gradually grew to incorporate cardiomyopathies and also orthopathies. And of course, we also had a second area specialized in congenital heart disease. One very specific feature of our hospital is that even though in their origins we did have children, we in Barcelona, we reorganized in such a way that we work together closely with Hospital San Joan de Déu, so that they see pediatric patients and then they are transitioned to our institution. So also both for congenital and also for familial cardiomyopathies and inherited arrhythmias, we work together as practically a unified unit with same protocols. So that was the beginning. We gradually became recognized in the first batch of expert centers in Spain to be a referral center in 2010. And that is for familial cardiomyopathies and inherited arrhythmias. And then in 2016, we also became a referral center for congenital heart disease. So in the ERN, we're part of the thematic areas two, which is cardiomyopathies, and rare diseases, other rare diseases of the heart.
Thank you. And then Angela, can you tell us what you think you can contribute to the ERN?
Sometimes it's difficult to know what to do with these patients. This is very specific areas. What we know about these diseases is based in very few reports of cases. So sometimes we need to share our opinion and our knowings with other groups, and being able to participate in such a good opportunity like the ERN make us able to work as a team with other people from all around Europe, so we can discuss patients, difficult cases, and learn everyone from each other.
Thank you. And Elena, what do you expect from the ERN?
So the ERNs were born to facilitate discussion on complex or rare diseases that require highly specialized treatment. And in that sense, I understand that it aims at improving quality of care for these patients with infrequent pathologies that not the average doctor can manage. But I believe that the ERN, on top of that, has the potential and the responsibility of doing much further. So I would expect from the ERN that, with your coordination, we're already doing this. We help increase the education in these rare diseases of the heart so that not only professionals, which we're working on that, but also patients. So we're producing material for empowering patients to know about their diseases, to make informed decisions on their management, and that's very relevant. A second thing that I would expect from the ERN is improve the quantity, but most importantly, the quality of the research in the field. Because as Angela was mentioning, the problem of having low prevalence diseases is that actually doing research is also very difficult. So finding new therapies, finding risk markers for the diseases, it's very difficult in this context. So the ERN is going to be key for that aspect. And there's one final aspect that I think that as clinicians, we hardly ever think about, but I think it's also our responsibility to work towards advocacy. We're now, this is wonderful structure that has been promoted from the European Commission. And with that, we have a direct venue to discuss with them possible policies. And there are decisions being made regarding medical devices, orphan drugs, etc., that impact directly our patients. And it's our responsibility as experts in the field to actually be able to influence and advocate for our patient population. So, with this vision, I think the virtual networks of experts, which are the ERNs, are going to be key for improving care in our patients.
Well, thank you very much. I have to finalize a few personal questions to both of you. The questions are short, and we aim for a short answer as well. So, Elena, I start with you. The question is, where did you train, and who was your most important mentor?
I trained cardiology in Gran Canaria, where I was born. Then I moved to do some electrophysiology, which I did between Milan and Boston under Mark Josephson. And then I subspecialized in primary arrhythmias and familial cardiomyopathies at your center, Arthur, where I actually learned a lot about all of these diseases. If I have to think, my most influential mentor throughout my career, I'd say my boss when I was training cardiology. He was actually my professor at university, and he was probably the one who made me go into cardiology and made me, I learned a lot from him and key principles that have shaped me as a professional, mainly that I have to think and reflect on every decision that I make on the patient, that the patient should always be in the center. And instead of, you know, I'm an electrophysiologist, I only look at arrhythmias. You should look at the patient as a whole and as a person to be humble and to always strive for improving and learning.
Thank you. Angela, same question for you. Where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
In my case, I began my trainee in cardiology in La Coruña, which is also in Galicia, with the part of Spain where I was born. And after that, I went to Madrid, to Puerta de Hierro, where I was working in and specialized in inherited cardiovascular diseases with Pablo García Pavia. I have also spent nearly 1 year in London at the Heart Hospital with Professor McKenna and Perry Elliott, also in this field of cardiomyopathies. And then I'm come back to Spain and now finally learning every day from my colleagues, from Elena, and from my colleagues from the year end at the Clinic Barcelona. As I would say, for my mentor, probably would be one of my, or the directors of my PhD, that would be a doctor of specializing in heart failure and heart transplant in La Coruña, who is Marisa Crespo. And as Elena says, remarkably, she was one doctor, really, she was very care for the patient. And it was not only the pushing and helping me to do research and to do something different than the general cardiology, but also to take care of the patient and to think about them as a family, as a person.
Thank you. And then we have two short questions. I'll skip one. What is your favorite sport, Elena? And what is your favorite holiday destination?
So my favorite sport is surfing and windsurfing. I love water sports. My favorite holiday destination, I admit, I declare I am biased, but it's Gran Canaria. To me, it's a beautiful island, wonderful weather throughout the year. You have a lot of water spots, which I like. Well, you also, for those that like the mountain and hikes and mountain biking, there's a lot of paths that you can enjoy wonderful landscapes, beautiful food. The people are friendly. And we're happy to have visitors. So I would all encourage you to visit my island.
Thank you. And Angela, same question for you.
Talking about sports, I will go for hiking, probably going to the mountains and in the woods. That's really helpful for me, just like a kind of meditation, of active meditation. And about holidays, I will go, if Elena allows me, to the other island that we have in Spain, Balearic Island. For me, it's like a place also of to help me to disconnect. I have very good friends there, and I think that is why I always think about that place of a place to stay and relax and enjoy the weather, the sea, and everything also.
Thank you very much for answering all these questions.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Elena, thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for this interview, and to the audience, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Hope to meet you next week, where we will visit the Coordinating Center, Amsterdam University Medical Center, and then we meet again our coordinator and cardiologist Artur Wilde and our cardiologist and ERN project manager Ahmad Amin. Thank you.